Wednesday, February 15th, and you're tuned in to the Channing Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
Fuck. This is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We're talking about all the cool things in the whole wide world. What's that? Like, what was that?
My Anthony. Hey, mamma mia.
Is that supposed to be Italian?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not Italiano, my friend.
It's not that Italian.
Yeah, man. You got that Italian with you, not the Italian. Not the
Italian, yeah.
That's rough. It's okay. Bellissimo, right?
Molto bene. pizza pasta.
Well, that's the one. Pizza pasta, yes? Yes? Ketchup on the spaghetti.
Oh, no, never again. I'll kill you. I will cut you where you stand. I had to deal with an ex whose family did that for 3 years, Vince.
But the pizza pasta.
3 years.
But the pizza pasta and the ketchup sauce.
I couldn't look my nunna in the eye.
But you like tomatoes, yes?
Are you trying to flex over here? I put my Switch on the table. Hey, check out the Evangelion colors.
I just got to make sure we all know where we stand.
You stock bitch.
I just got to know.
Oh, you think you're all cool with your blue and red controllers, huh? I bought two separate fucking packages of controllers. I spent $200 on Joy-Cons. So I could have Evangelion colors.
And it was worth it.
Was it?
It was. Okay. You know how good I feel when I whip this shit out? I feel great.
How often are you whipping that shit out, like, in public?
Every morning.
Oh, my God. And people are just like, damn, those controllers.
Yeah, they're like, is that Evangelion? I'm like, you bet it is.
Damn, you know Evangelion? Yo, Asuka Best Girl? And you're like, oh, shit.
You know everyone knows Evangelion because it's on Netflix now?
What, so people watch it now?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you.
I don't fucking believe
I'm fucking with you.
I do not believe you.
Better believe it, homie. Better believe.
It's not Naruto, homie.
Okay. You know what? Let's just get into it.
We got some questions.
Yo, Rafiq Khan.
Dude, you know, first off, I couldn't think of a name. Shout outs to Rafiq for the best name possible for his question segment. This is fantastic.
Yes, he's introducing Khan's Corner.
Khan's Corner is so good. That's a 10 out of 10 name right there.
That is, grazie.
Yeah. Grazie.
He writes, hey, two nerds in a basement and producer TJ.
Ooh. You got acknowledged. You're on the podcast.
You got recognized. Still not sure on the name, but I'm fine with whatever you guys are comfortable
with. It's Khan's Corner, homie. That's the one.
Bro, you named it, man. But back at it again with a story plus question. I recently started playing Yakuza 0.
Good.
I actually had 0 and Kiwami 1 and 2 for a while, but just never got around to it. Mm-hmm. I finally decided I wanted to dive into the series and started up Yakuza 0.
Perfect. Perfect choice.
Only to find that my PS4 disc drive was broken.
Get fucked.
But that's a story for another time. I'm really enjoying my time with it. From Kiryu's noble pursuit of his ideal Yakuza life to how he seriously takes even the dumbest side stories. I was surprised at how much I enjoyed the series. Mm-hmm. I typically didn't care much for games like Red Dead or GTA. Like, I had played Saints Row, but was never a diehard for the genre gameplay style. Mm-hmm. Yet, I find myself pouring countless hours into the game, entranced by the story and playing all the minigames, even the ones I'm garbage at. Very excited for the journey and the rest of the series. Love exploring the world of Kamurocho. Mm-hmm. Has there been a video game or any other piece of media you guys have surprisingly enjoyed? As in, you usually don't follow the genre or series, but this specific entry caught your attention. Did it make you want to pursue more media like it? Have a good one. Sincerely, Rafiq Khan.
Mine's easy.
So was mine.
The Mama series.
Oh, God.
The Cooking Mama series and the Babysitting Mama series. I'll get to it later. But ooh. Cooking Mama 2. Mm-hmm. I got gold star. Mama approved recipe on every single recipe in Cooking Mama 2.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It's too much. You are correct.
That's too much.
And then I beat, as much as you can, Babysitting Mama.
Babysitting Mama.
I put the Wiimote in the back of that baby, and I played some Babysitting Mama.
too much, my friend.
I don't know what it is about those games, but they're so simple and dumb.
Yeah.
That I just kind of, once you, it's like a, what's the Pringles theme? It's like once you pop, the fun don't stop.
Oh yeah, that's Pringles. It's kind of like, and Lay's is, but you can't have just one.
I couldn't do just one recipe. Okay. I had to play for hours.
Fair time. Enough.
That was the one where I'm just like, what am I doing? I guess the other one too would be mobile games.
Mobilo.
Yeah, like lately, I am currently playing a gacha game as we record.
Yes, you are.
This podcast.
And we should, for full transparency, this is not the first week he's done this.
No.
This is like the third month.
Yeah, I'm in it, baby.
Yes.
I'm in it to win it. So that's a surprising one considering like how shit most mobile games used to be. And now I'm playing all these games that like kind of have my attention, just like little side things to do. And even like full paid games like the Monument Valley series and stuff. I'm just like, wow, like mobile games are coming to a point where I actually want to play them.
Disgusting.
I know.
Disgusting.
I know.
I came in with Words of Friends. And I was out with more friends.
What was the Facebook Tetris?
Oh, shit. Yeah. There was a... I can't remember.
Yeah, that one. Or Mafia Wars.
You
never played Mafia Wars?
Competitive Bejeweled.
Oh, Competitive Bejeweled is no
joke. When Puzzle Quest was on the phone, I really got hooked on that.
I played Puzzle Quest on the PSP.
Yeah, that's lame. That's lame, my friend. Lame. Lemerito.
What was yours?
Mine was pretty simple. Because... And it's not to say I haven't been in this genre before, but it had been a long time since I was last into this genre. Mm-hmm. But the last time, like, I went deep, so deep into something that I thought I had gotten rid of was first-person shooters.
Yeah.
It was Overwatch.
Oh? That makes sense.
Because I don't think I had been into first-person shooters ever since we started this podcast. Like, the last one I played was, like, Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Right?
That makes sense, yeah.
But because I think since we started, I was mostly, like, racing games and RPGs.
Yeah, I'd say that was your wheelhouse. You're the first person I knew to, like, take racing games seriously.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like, yeah. It was either, like, I'm playing Gran Turismo or I'm playing The Witcher. Mm-hmm. I'm playing, like, Mass Effect or the F1 games, right? Like, or Rally. But, yeah. And then that free Overwatch beta shit came out, and I was like, I think I like this.
Multiplayer online shooters.
I'm like, do I really need this in my life?
There's no M16 red dot sight.
And then, you know, $700 later, here we are.
You spent so much money on that game.
And that's just the game. Y'all don't know how much I spent on the merch.
Listen, you bought the D.Va statue. You bought the D.Va statue.
I did.
That thing is massive.
I did.
And expensive. And yes. Massively expensive.
Yes. Massively expensive playing game.
That's
how that works.
How could you do this?
But yeah, that's the last time I really got deep into a genre that I don't normally.
Have you ever had anything that used to be like crazy deep into and then fell off? That's surprising. Like the opposite
that I was super deep into,
yeah, and then you just fell off it.
Everything I played when I was a kid, because I was super deep into like those really hard Atlas JRPGs.
Oh, like the like Digital Devil Saga,
yeah, or like Strange Journey, yeah. or like when I was younger, I lived for like the obscure RPG on handheld.
Oh, you mean like Pandora's Tower for the Wii?
No, but that's also yes,
The Last Remnant.
Oh, yes. I had that, yes. I think the Wii was the era where I was like, okay, I gotta stop doing this.
Yeah. What am I doing?
Yeah. Like, I bought The Last Story, and I'm like, okay.
I heard that one's good, though.
I know. I heard it was good, but you know what? I booted it up, and this is the time when HD first came around.
And you're like, this ain't HD.
And then I was like, I can't handle the Jaggies, man. Okay, can't do it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, download that Project Dolphin.
Oh, yes.
1080p.
Yeah.
Wii.
Yeah. Like, I don't need the graphics to be great. I just need to be visible.
Yeah, I need to be able to see.
Yeah.
Like, I have glasses on for a reason.
That's definitely for me. Like, do you have anything like that?
For me, it was the opposite of you, which is first-person shooters.
Mm.
Where when I was a kid, like, my PC gaming days, like, back in high school, it was like I fucking play Counter-Strike every single night.
Yeah.
Like, I was a Counter-Strike fiend.
Counter-Strike whore.
And then I just after Source and a couple of my friends, like X Fire closed down and I didn't have their like information, so we couldn't play anymore. I didn't have their MSN. And then I kind of dropped off. There's a lot of stuff where it's like I get deep into it because I met a group of people online.
Yeah.
And then once those people are gone,
yeah,
I kind of feel like there's no reason for me to play it anymore, or the experience is not as fun as it was.
Mm.
Right? The same thing with MMOs,
mm.
where I put in thousands of hours into the original Guild Wars from NCSoft. And a lot of that was because the people I was playing with, we were dedicated. We would log on every night. We would go on TeamSpeak, do all that stuff, have guild meetings about new recruits and stuff, all that shit. And then once that kind of went away, playing MMOs by yourself really isn't the same.
Right. Yeah. Right? You need your group.
You need that crew.
Got to roll around together
mm-hmm.
as a unit. Okay. Well, there you go. Thank you for writing in, Rafid.
Yeah, thanks, Rafid.
Good question. Now, next up, we have... What do we have
here? Is it a question that you want? Or is it something else?
I
only know of the two.
I don't know, actually.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no, it is a question to chew on.
Yeah, I do know we have a question to chew on.
Okay. Paul Chew writes in.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm much older than you guys, I have been waiting to get okay boomered at some point.
See, that was the thing. He wrote that, and I was like, did we okay boomer him?
Yeah, I was like, when do we do it? I didn't expect it would be for suggesting that you might occasionally have long days at work.
Oh, yeah. Who calls people?
I don't know if that says more about you or me.
I think it says more about us. I think it definitely says more about us.
Man, I got pissed to have to be 10 minutes after being at work.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. Get real pissed.
Because you missed the train?
I get real angry if I can't leave 15 minutes early.
Yeah, because then you can get to the train station.
Yeah. Anyways, inspired by your King of the Weebs competition last episode. This question is about the backlog.
Oh, no. Not again.
Why must you bring this back? You guys are the geek chic pop culture show where we talk about all the cool things in the whole world.
It's true.
But you guys have been increasingly been social.
Yo, being social is cool. It's a cool thing to do in the world.
It's one of the coolest things. I can confirm being social is great.
You get a lot of hookups.
Yes, you do. You do. If you're like me, that backlog must be constantly growing. Since Anime Club last year, Code Geass, mm-hmm. I've gone full weave and been pretty much watching anime whenever I get a spare moment. My problem is that my backlog is already so huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's constantly growing.
It'll never stop.
How do you guys get through your backlog? Do you try and get through the shortest things first so you can make a dent in the list? Do you pick the one you're most excited about to keep you motivated? This can, of course, apply to anything. Gundams, video games, anime, movies, comics, women.
Women?
What?
Did he write that?
No.
I was like, damn, Paul, you macking over here. I'm pretty sure you're married, but... I think at a certain point, I had like FOMO, like backlog FOMO.
You did?
Where it's just like, oh, fuck, I got so much shit on my backlog, and I want to play all this, and oh, my God, and what am I going to do? And at a certain point, I was just like, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because, like, the thing of the backlog is, like, these are still things I'm interested in doing, and I can do it at any time. But my circumstances have changed such where I no longer feel pressured to keep up with the latest anime because, like, the people I talk about anime with are you guys, and that's it, right? Like,
yeah.
And we're all in the same boat here. I'm no longer at school, and my friends in college are like, oh, did you watch the new episode of this and that and whatever? And I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta watch this to keep up with whatever. Or before, I had this whole thing of... Where'd you get that apple pie?
They were on my table. There's two of them.
God damn it. I want an apple pie.
It was in front of you the whole time we had dinner.
Listen, that giant green neon box, it blended into the table. I don't know what to say.
It blended into the chestnut brown table.
It was camouflage. I don't know. I didn't see it. I want a pie.
Sucker.
Fuck you. But yeah, there's like a certain point I had this thing where like I was so deep into games to where it's like I have to play all these things within the year because people know me as this guy who knows everything about games and like what's current and what's whatever.
I remember being there.
Right. And then now, but again, now that I see those people less and I think a lot of it has to do for games has to do with the state of like how Kotaku and Polygon write shit, where I just don't want to keep up with news anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of made me care less about being on the bleeding edge, right?
Mm.
And considering my current job / studies has nothing to do with that, I don't care, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've had to learn to put certain priorities ahead of other priorities.
That's so sad.
I know. Right? Like, and that all led to just the backlog not meaning as much, if anything, anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know if I would say that my situation is similar to yours or not. Like, you have priorities that you put in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would say, for my backlog at least, I kind of just lost interest in all of
that. That's sadder. That's more sad.
That's why I'm like, I don't think I would say I would echo your sentiments, because I think mine is just, it's like
That's the saddest.
I don't know if I'm at that part in my life, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, I'm never gonna not want to be doing this shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm at that crossovering over point now.
Oh, no!
And that's probably, like, the saddest realization I've come to.
Like, on what, though?
Just kind of, like, in everything in general. Like, it's not that I don't want to do it anymore.
It sounds like you're giving up on life.
But it's like, do I still like playing games? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do I love anime? Absolutely. But do I care enough to keep up with, like, what's coming out and what's new?
Do you want to be do you want to keep up enough to be talking with the hot, like, the turbo weebs at Anime North?
Like, a part of me wants to, but only so I can converse, not because I care.
Okay, all
right. Right?
The social pressure isn't there.
Yeah, right? Like,
I think, like, if this podcast was more focused, like, if we were, like, a games podcast or an anime podcast, then we would care more.
Yeah, but you're right. And I guess in our day-to-day life, we just don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there are people I talk to on a daily basis that are into this kind of stuff. Or
they're like, yo, have you heard of this new show called Bleach?
No. But it's also just like, they're also in that state where it's like, and I think I kind of relate to this, where they talk about the things that, I guess they still find enjoyable. Like, it's not so much that they want to move forward and look at what's new, but like, what was the thing that brought them the most joy when they were into it at the peak of their interest?
Oh, they're getting stuck,
right?
Oh no.
So, like, for example, this week we installed Counter-Strike Source because a lot
onto
of
the work computers,
because a lot of people love Counter-Strike Source.
Yo, you guys playing surf maps?
No.
Just DE dust
kind of yeah.
Okay,
yeah. So then that's what's been going on. And I get that, because, like, when I say I like anime, it's like, I can watch new stuff, or I can pop in those Blu-rays I just bought of the shit I do love.
I already know I love it.
Yeah, right? It's like, there's new sci-fi out there. There's a new Picard show I want to watch.
I heard that's hot garbage.
Or I could just put in Firefly again for the billionth time.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? So, I don't know. It's when it comes to the backlog, I think, to the original question, I always pick the thing that I am most interested in. It doesn't matter if it's the longest or the shortest, because that'll hold my attention. Like, right now...
I know. You watched 10 seasons of Friends, you fucking madman. Twice.
Because it held my interest the longest. No, I did that with The Office.
Okay, whatever. Same. Who cares?
They're both... I only did Friends once.
They're both not good shows, whatever.
Which maybe I should go back for the second
one. Oh, no! Next you're going to be like, I'm just going to watch all of Smallville again.
You know, I'm starting to forget what happened in that show.
Didn't you say the first 8 seasons were shit? Don't watch it.
I should watch it again.
Oh, God. We've lost them.
But yeah, so like, for example, like I talked about last week, like I'm playing through Final Fantasy VII because I'm super interested in that.
Yeah.
But again, that's related to the fact that like that was a game I played at the height of my interest in video games.
I feel like that one's a little different too because of the remake, right? Like I don't think without the remake, I don't think you would have went back to that.
Probably not. You're right. I probably wouldn't have. But like I will take anything I can get to build that motivation and guide me through it.
Yeah, so that's fair.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Like, if I'm just now watching things or playing things or building things just to tick off a box, then I'm not really enjoying it, right?
Yeah.
And at that point, I'm just going through the motions. I could probably spend my time doing something else or, you know.
That's me in Path and League. I'm like, I should really finish Death Stranding and see what the wild shit's all about. But the last time I played that game, I'm just like, it's fucking boring.
Well, yeah, and like, I guess I agree. Like, I only, for me, replace League and Path of Exile with, let's go out after and be social after work.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yes, yeah, cut that out. Yes, yeah, stop that.
I gotta stop making friends.
Yeah, what are you trying to, like, make connections and have a meaningful social life? That's fucking stupid.
Actually, you know what? That's kind of backfired on me, but it's all right.
Why? Oh, I need to know now. We need to take a step back after the microphone shut off.
Oh, no, it's nothing bad. Oh, okay. It's nothing bad.
Okay.
It's nothing bad.
All right, but yeah, I don't know. I just think the backlog doesn't matter to me anymore.
Yeah, it shouldn't. I mean, unless you surround yourself with people who are really into that kind of stuff and who need that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It also sucks that, like, the binge culture is out there and that kind of, like, only made the backlog even greater.
We had that discussion before too. I think was it Paul or someone else wrote in.
He wrote in about the show.
Yeah, just like, what do you think about the binge culture?
I personally don't like it as someone who engages with people on a daily basis.
I don't like it because it doesn't. Yeah, like I think we've mentioned this before, but it doesn't give you that like even playing field to where we both know where we are in that series, right? Like, homie could have finished all of that show in a day where I am going week by week. And like, while you do have the similar interest, you can't actually talk about it.
Yeah. Like it was weird. Like we came back from, not weird, but like just an example, coming back from the holiday break in January, everyone I knew had completed The Witcher.
Okay.
And this was a show I really wanted to watch, but now I couldn't talk with them about it because I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hadn't even seen an episode. And spoilers, I finished The Witcher this week.
Oh my God.
I'm ready to talk about it. Everyone's moved on.
You're just like, I want to talk about it.
Yeah, no one really cares anymore. So, what are you going to do?
Should have binged it, homie.
Sorry, but I was off having great holidays.
Lame. So was I, but it's
cool. But yeah.
Yo, you're in this crap. I can't connect to my MOBA game. What are you doing?
That sucks, man. That's what happens when people steal my internet.
I'm trying.
Anyways, that's what you gotta know.
Yeah. So do we want to crown the Weeb winner now?
I feel like that's the main event of the show.
Yeah. Or do we want to leave the main event for the end?
I feel like that's the main event.
I don't know what that means, though.
It means that we should do it now.
Okay. Pull up the list.
I have Vincenzo. Pulled up the list.
So we went, for people who didn't listen to last week. Last week, we acknowledged that we forgot to crown Video Game Champion of the Year, Video Game King of the Year.
Yes, we did.
Last year. So this year, making up for it with a twofer. We'll try and remember Video Game at the end of the year. Okay. But we're doing Weeb of the Year.
Yep.
We took the Crunchyroll Anime of the Year awards. We guessed our picks for who would win. And basically how this works is it's not our favorite. It is the one that we think will win in the Crunchyroll Awards. And then that in turn lets us know if we're on the pulse of what the youth is watching with anime, son.
Yeah, that's what that means.
No, it's just which one of us are bigger weebs.
Yeah.
So which one did we start with? What was the...
Start with the anime of the year.
Okay, go from the bottom. And then we're going to leave that one last.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. Go from the bottom of that list and we'll go up.
Best ending.
All right, best ending sequence. For reminder, these were Carolyn Tuesday, Dororo, Fire Force, Kaguya Love is War,
yeah,
Sarazan Mai, and Vinland Saga.
Okay.
All right, and I picked...
Kaguya.
Kaguya. And what did you pick?
Kaguya.
It's Kaguya. We both won.
Okay.
We got a point each, baby, because that Chika ending is mwah.
It is. It is.
Pure chef's kiss.
Best opening.
Best opening, Carolyn Tuesday. Domestic Girlfriend. Oh, if there was a spiciest opening...
Domestic Girlfriend.
Domestic Girlfriend is the winner.
Okay.
Inferno, Fire Force.
Yeah.
Mob Psycho 100.
Okay.
Promised Neverland.
Okay.
Vinland Saga.
Okay.
I picked...
Fire Force.
You picked...
Fire Force.
Oh, baby, we got robbed because it's Mob Psycho 100.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Mob Psycho?
That's some garbage.
I would have accepted Vinland Saga.
I would have also accepted Vinland Saga, but...
Mob Psycho?
Fucking Mob Psycho? No.
Get the fuck out of here.
How could the internet be so wrong?
Wrong opinions do exist.
Ugh. Vince.
This is stupid.
Internet's killing me.
I don't like this.
I don't like it either.
Best drama.
Best drama. The nominees are Babylon.
Yeah.
Carolyn Tuesday. Fruits Baskets.
Okay.
Stars Align. Promised Neverland. And Vinland Saga.
Okay.
I picked.
Promised Neverland.
What did you pick?
Carolyn Tuesday.
Oh, we're still both wrong because it's Vinland Saga.
What? That's best drama?
I don't know if it's a drama.
Oh my God. Okay. Best fantasy.
Best fantasy. Nominees are Ascendance of a Bookworm, Astra Lost in Space, Attack on Titan Season 3, Demon Slayer, okay. Or if you're a weeb, Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Oh my gosh.
Sarazan Mai, yeah. And The Promised Neverland.
Okay.
I picked.
The Promised Neverland.
You picked.
Astra.
Promise Neverland. I am ahead of the game, baby.
Wow. Wow.
I'm ahead of the game.
That's fantasy?
I get, again, maybe.
So, like,
it's fantastical.
Why didn't Promise Neverland win best drama and Vinland Saga won best fantasy?
Vinland Saga wasn't even in the fantasy section.
How is it not a... okay, whatever. Best comedy.
Best comedy. Nominees are Aguretsuko Season 2. How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift? Isekai Quartet.
Okay.
Kaguya-sama.
Yeah.
My Roommate is a Cat. Sarazanmai.
Okay.
I picked.
Kaguya.
You picked.
Kaguya.
Bro, it's Kaguya.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to disappoint me there for a second.
It's Woo! My Roommate is a Cat.
Woo!
What's
best,
up next?
Best couple.
Best. Oh, yeah, we skipped over the best performance. You know, I'm going to give a shout out to VA Performances. We didn't pick on this.
Okay.
Best English performance, Billy Kametz from Rising of the Shield Hero. He did Naofumi.
Oh.
And then best JP voice actor, Bruno Bucciaretti.
Oh, my God.
Yuichi Nakamura crushing it out of the park, homie.
Just had to, huh?
Adi, 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 arrivederci, competitors. All right, best couple.
Yeah.
Nominees are Baki Hanma and Kozuo Matsumoto from Baki.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say the names. Kaguya-sama Love is War, Given, the Yaoi one,
yeah.
Sarazan Mai, Oh Maidens in Your Savage Season, and Attack on Titan Season 3.
Okay.
Who did I pick?
Given.
Who did you pick?
Kaguya.
Kaguya wins.
Oh, we're back to the even play.
Tied up, homie.
Oh, here we go.
Tied up.
Okay, best fight scene.
Best fight scene.
Oh, you okay. Okay.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Emperor Crimson versus Metallica.
No.
Attack on Titan Season 3, Levi versus Beast Titan.
That's a good one.
Mob versus Tochiro, Mob Psycho 100. Tanjiro and Nezuko versus Rui, Demon Slayer.
Mm.
Thorn Finn versus Thorkell, Vinland Saga.
Okay.
Ushiwaka Maru versus Tiamat.
Yeah.
Fate / Grand Order Absolution Demonic Front : Babylonia. And who do you think won? Or no, sorry, what did I pick?
Demon Slayer.
What did you pick?
Fate.
And the winner is?
Yep.
Demon Slayer.
Wow.
Why didn't you pick Demon Slayer?
Because I just didn't want to pick the obvious one.
But that's the whole point of this.
I just couldn't do it.
You had to pick Fate / Grand Order, Absolute Demonic Front, : Babylonia.
When was the other chance I was going to pick that?
All right, what's next?
Best score.
Best score. Nominees are Attack on Titan Season 3, Carolyn Tuesday, Demon Slayer, Dr. Stone, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and Rising of the Shield Hero. I picked
Carolyn Tuesday.
You picked
Demon Slayer.
It's Carolyn Tuesday.
Holy shit.
I'm running
shit.
Away with it, homie.
Oh, no.
I'm running away with
oh,
it.
Oh, no. Best character design.
All right. Best character design. We got Carolyn Tuesday, Dororo, Dr. Stone, Kaguya-sama Love is War, Sarazanmai, and Vinland Saga. I picked
Kaguya.
You picked
Carolyn Tuesday.
We both suck because it's Dororo.
Oh, my God. Okay. Best animation.
Attack on Titan Season 3, Demon Slayer, Fate / Grand Order, Absolute Demonic Front, : Babylonia.
I should have picked again.
Mob Psycho 100, Sarazanmai, and Vinland Saga. I picked
Demon Slayer.
You picked
Demon Slayer.
It's Mob Psycho.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? We're not on the pulse of what the kids are watching, homie.
So next one's Best Girl, and immediately after I put in my answer, I knew I picked the wrong girl.
All right, we skipped Best Director,
yeah.
But congrats to the director of Attack on Titan Season 3 for winning that one.
Okay.
So Best Girl.
Yeah.
Nominees, this is bullshit. Nominees are Carolyn Tuesday.
Yeah.
Carol.
Yeah.
Chika Fujiwara, Kaguya-sama.
Yeah.
Emma, Promised Neverland.
Okay.
Kohaku, Dr. Stone. Nezuko, Demon Slayer. Raphatilia, Rising of the Shield.
That's who I should have picked.
Who did you pick?
Chika.
Who did I pick?
Chika.
It's Raphatilia.
I knew it.
The
I
fuck?
Knew it. I knew it. After I said Chika, I was like, no, it's Raphatilia. Yeah.
Damn. I'm going to give you half a point.
And I'll tell you why it's her.
Why?
Because she's the only one who's an adult.
Fair. Fair point.
The other ones are girls.
Fair point.
Best boy.
Best boy. Bruno Bucciaretti from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Hyakkimaru from Dororo.
Yeah.
Kanata Hoshijima from... Hoshijima from Astral Lost in Space. Naruzo Machio from How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift. Mob from Mob Psycho 100. And Tanjiro from Demon Slayer.
Okay.
I picked...
Who the fuck do you think you picked?
I picked Bruno Bucciaretti.
Yes.
Who'd you pick?
Machio.
Ooh, we're both wrong. It's Tanjiro.
What?
I know.
Tanjiro?
Here's the thing. Even if we crown someone, this is a garbage crown.
Yeah.
This crown, it's rusted. Doesn't mean shit.
What? Okay.
This is some bullshit.
All right. Best antagonist.
Best antagonist. I from Babylon. Angela, Carolyn Tuesday.
Yeah.
Askeladd, Vinland Saga.
Okay.
Garo, One Punch Man.
Yes.
Isabella / Mom from Promised Neverland and Overhaul from My Hero Aka Season 4.
Please don't be Overhaul.
What did I pick?
Askeladd.
What did you pick?
Isabel.
Bro, it's Isabel.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Damn.
Mom is Zawina.
Wow. Wow. Best pro tag.
Best pro tag.
I swear to God if it's not Tanjiro.
All right. Emma, Promised Neverland.
Okay.
Hyakkimaru from Dororo. Saitama, One Punch Man.
Okay.
Senku, Dr. Stone. Tanjiro Demon Slayer, Toru Honda Fruits Baskets.
Okay.
What did I pick?
Tanjiro.
What did you pick?
Tanjiro.
Bro, this is some bullshit. It's Senku from Dr. Stone.
Wait, what? Tanjiro wins best boy but not best pro tag?
How is that even... What? This should be...
What?
First off, Senku shouldn't be in any of these categories. Tanjiro should have won best protagonist because he fucking rips.
Yeah.
And then best boy... Should have been Machio. Listen, I know Bruno is a fucking baller,
yeah.
But that man flexes and his shirt comes off and he's just muscles.
Yeah.
And he's always like rooting for you.
Yeah, he's your biggest fan.
Yeah, Bruno, you know what? Bruno's a gangster. So he kind of disqualifies for best boy, right? It's supposed to be like a wholesome category.
Yeah.
I don't understand these
All
words.
All right, man. Anime of the year.
Anime of the year. Nominees are Carolyn Tuesday, Mob Psycho Season 2, Promised Neverland, Demon Slayer, Oh Maidens in Your Savage Season, Vinland Saga. What did I pick?
Vinland Saga.
What did you pick?
Demon Slayer.
It's Demon Slayer.
Oh my God, this crown's stupid.
This crown's dumb.
Because we just tied.
We just tied.
Yes.
We have to share the crown.
Oh my God.
It means nothing.
Yes.
It means nothing.
What a hollow victory!
It's not a victory. We both lose equally.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
I hate Crunchyroll. No more free advertising. What the fuck?
Okay, well...
This is some bullshit.
Thanks for wasting our time.
I don't know. It doesn't solve the crown problem.
It doesn't.
We need some other award show.
Gotta come back next week with a makeup award. Yeah.
We watch the Tonys.
Yeah, I think we need to do that.
Crown of Best Canadian. We watch the Junos. You want to watch the Juno Awards?
I really don't want to watch the Junos.
I'll buy a beaver hat and then we can...
Oh, please no. We don't need that. No.
Yeah, this is some bullshit.
Okay.
This whole thing is some bullshit.
Yep. Well, thanks for participating.
Listen, if you picked Raftalia, you would have won.
I know.
Raftalia, sorry. Yeah. If you picked Raftalia, you would have won.
You know in that show she starts out as a girl?
And then it's like time skip?
No.
Oh. She just grows up.
It's isekai. So as she levels up, she ages quicker.
What?
Like, you know how like a Pokemon level up and then
they evolve? She's a Pokemon?
More or less.
Oh my god.
You know she's a furry, right? Like, she's half a raccoon?
It does not... The way they have cropped this picture does not emphasize
that. Oh, you can't see her ears.
No, it just shows a girl.
Yeah, no, but she's got your back, too. She loves you.
I don't know if I'm down with the furry portion.
Well, kids are into it.
Should they be? This is my old man. Back in my day, we jerked off to regular anime girls. All right? Bible Black was the classic.
Now you kids out here with your fucking furries. With your
furries and the ears and shit. Back in my day, my girls just grew dicks.
Woo! All right.
So yeah, Crunchyroll's garbage.
Yeah.
Unsubscribed.
Yeah. Well then.
I feel hollow inside.
I do. Fix of the week.
Want me to go first?
Sure.
All right.
Hit me.
I got a handful.
All right.
First off.
Yeah.
New Monster Hunter monsters. Well, new air quotes.
Yes.
Raging Brachydios and Furious Rajang. If you guys aren't familiar with this, these are harder versions of monsters that are already fucking annoying.
Okay.
They are in all the old games. They're like end game bosses. They're like the step just before you fight a Fatalis. They're fucked.
They're pretty gross.
And the trailer looks super fucked.
It doesn't look like an easy victory.
No. No, it does not. And this trailer made me realize that I haven't played this game in a very long time.
Same.
I should probably try it. But the backlog.
But the backlog. But
the backlog, though. So yeah, that's that. Next up, it's a little quick one for me. There's a new Soccer Awards game.
Yes.
For people who don't know, Soccer Awards is like Persona before it was cool. It was a JRPG dating sim brawler where the aesthetic is steampunk samurai Japan set in like the 1940s.
Yes.
But also... Yes. Robots.
Okay.
And you take your steampunk samurai man and put him in a robot. I can't believe they're bringing back this franchise because I don't think anybody outside of Japan cares about it. But it's fucking rad to see a new Soccer Awards game. I love the one on the PS2. I hope this one's good.
Has it been that long since the last one?
There might have been one on the PS3.
Because I always see the model kits of the robots.
This is the first one I know of that has been translated since then. I don't know if there was more, but I haven't heard any news on Soccer Awards games since the PlayStation 2.
Okay.
Since So Long, My Love.
Okay.
Next up, Need for Speed, the franchise.
The franchissimo.
Is going back to Criterion. Makers of Burnout.
Whoa.
So EA has decided to...
Going back.
Yeah. Whoa. They made a couple, right? Criterion made a couple of those. I think they made a Hot Pursuit. Was that Ghost?
No, they made Hot Pursuit.
Yeah, they made the good one.
Is it good, though? Was that one good?
The new Hot Pursuit? Yeah, that was rad as fuck.
It was good, but like everyone expected it to be like Burnout. And it was more like a limited Burnout.
It's not... It's not Most Wanted good.
Okay.
All right? It's no Razor Callahan. Okay. It's no you're just some bolt-on Wonder Boy looking to get smoked.
What the hell? Do you still know that?
You know? You're not racing the Blacklist.
Okay.
The Blacklist.
Yeah. And he stole your fucking M3, man. And you gotta race him. Oh, it's the best. And then at the end, like, the cops are like, yo, bro, you did this a solid. Fast and the Furious. I'm gonna give you a head start. And then you drive to another city in your M3.
Stupid. All right.
It's all full motion video. That game's great.
Okay.
That game's fantastic. Yeah, so according to gamesindustry.biz, there's like an EA subsidiary that is Ghost Games. It used to be known as EA Gothenburg, but it's going to be reverting back to its original name to be as like an engineering hub for EA Studios. So it's going to turn into more of a support hub rather than a development hub.
Yeah.
And with that, they're giving it back to Criterion. And that's fucking hype.
Okay.
Because apparently that Need for Speed Heat game, while aesthetically looking cool, apparently not that great. Apparently it's just like, yeah, it's a driving game.
Yep.
So that kind of sucks. Right. That kind of took the wind out of my sails. After that, we have arguably the biggest gaming news this week.
Okay.
Which is the Nintendo PlayStation has gone up for auction.
Oh, that thing. Yes.
So there is a website called Heritage Auctions. They're pretty famous for just having collectible auctions, right? And currently, or not currently, but someone put up the Nintendo PlayStation, the fabled Nintendo PlayStation. A little quick history lesson. Back in the day, Nintendo had commissioned Sony to make a disc drive attachment for the Super Nintendo.
Yep.
And while no one at Sony gave a shit, Ken Kutaragi, who's the father of the PlayStation, was like, no, we got to do this with Nintendo and all this stuff. And then Nintendo tried to do some shady shit, and then it fell through.
Yeah.
And then Sony took their technology and made the PlayStation.
That's fucked.
It's very cool gaming history. And I think there was only like 30 or something prototypes ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Was this the one that was found in the like attic of someone's house?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the exact same one.
Yeah.
But it is a for real working Sony Super PlayStation.
Super
Nintendo PlayStation, whatever name you want.
Okay.
If you're interested in purchasing said item,
I am not.
Let me see if I can get the conversion on this, because for some reason it's showing in British pounds. Yeah, the British pounds. So if I take that amount of money,
yes, that amount,
British pounds to, you want to do Canadian or American?
American.
USD.
It's more relatable to the world.
So currently, this piece of gaming history is at a whopping $434,000.
Wow.
So yeah, for the low price of a fucking house.
Damn.
What the fuck? So right now the story is that there's one guy, he's pretty public. I kept on it. Up on the news in the last couple days, so I don't know if anything's changed. But there's one guy who's just like publicizing, he's like, I'm gonna fucking buy this shit, I'm gonna get it, it's gonna be a good time, I have it in my collection, it'll be fun. But there is some anonymous bidder just outbidding him at every turn, and they don't know who it is. So there's some ghost bidder.
That's great.
Driving the price up.
That's great.
But yeah, homie, the Nintendo PlayStation actually fucking showed up in the wild, and it's almost $500,000.
That's awesome.
That's super awesome. And while I say that is arguably the biggest gaming news this week, I will end it off with again, arguably the biggest gaming news this week.
What could you be talking about?
Cooking Mama Cookstar, baby, for the Switch.
Oh, yes.
They're bringing back Cooking Mama. They took her to babysitting, and she's like, I had enough of this. I gotta cook some more. And the mini games are back.
Cooking Mama.
You can make burger. You can make rainbow grilled cheese. But the most important, addition.
That looks so disgusting.
The most important addition of Cooking Mama Cookstar is that you can snap one for the gram, homie.
Oh.
You can take a picture of your food, put filters on it, put a sticker on it.
What? Why?
And put it up on the mamagram.
The what?
I don't think that's what it's called.
The what now? I don't know. No. The mamagram is not something I want to ever heard.
Yeah,
again.
Don't turn off. Put safe search on when you put on mamagram.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Cookie Mama is back, English and all. Get your copies today.
Okay.
Early March.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, you wanted to play Final Fantasy in March. You want to play Persona in March? Fuck that noise. Cooking Mama Cookstar. That's the one.
No.
That's the
what
one.
What day? What's the release date?
I think it just said March.
Just March, eh?
I don't know. Let me here. Cooking.
I feel like
Cookstar.
I've got better things to do on that release date.
It just says March.
Okay. Well,
it just says March 2020.
Is it digital download only?
It says the price, but it doesn't say how you would get it.
Ah, okay. Well, Cooking Mama.
I assume there will be a digital download option. If it's only digital download,
yes.
Fuck that noise. I'm out. I'm going to wait for that limited run. I'm going to get the plush Cooking Mama to go along with my video game baby collection.
That's disgusting. You disgust me. Ew. Ew.
Ew.
Ew.
And that's it. There was a Persona 5 trailer.
Yeah.
Morgana going through all Persona 5 Royal shit. Making very self-referential jokes to making you sleep all the time.
Yep.
So they're kind of thinking that, hey, maybe you can do stuff at night.
I know that we're going to beat a dead horse on this one, but do you remember when Atlas, when they released Persona 5, they're like, no, there's not going to be a golden.
Oh, yeah. That's some bullshit.
It's just going to be DLC.
Oh, it's not golden, though.
Oh, you're right. It's fucking royal.
Yeah, it's royal.
Bitches.
Of course they're going to say that. What do you...
But do you think now they're going to be like Royal Fists?
Oh, like they're going to bring back... You could play as a female protag and you can romance the new man doctor that lives at your school.
Yes.
Oh, maybe. Or did you see all the fucking controversy around Persona?
The homophobic stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're changing two scenes?
Did you find that homophobic?
To be honest, I didn't really read it. I read the headline.
But you played the game. Like, those characters are story characters. They show up.
Who?
The two gay guys. They're very flamboyant. One of them shows up in the nighttime when you're trying to go check out the journalist for the first time. And the other time they show up at the beach when you're on vacation. And these guys are, like, going after Ryuji because he's...
Oh, yeah. I mean, not really.
Yeah. Like, I was, like, looking at that. I'm like, there's nothing homophobic about this. Also, this is a game where I can sleep with my teacher.
Yeah, but that's accepted.
Oh, yeah, it's totally fine.
That's totally fine.
Because that's a cis-heteronormative relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Representation, man.
They made a caricature of me, and I'm sad. That's basically... whatever.
Yeah, that's that. Cool. I have two light picks. So the first one, Nick Van Dyke.
Who?
Nick Van Dyke.
Is that the leader of the Avengers?
Nope. He is the president of film and TV at Activision Blizzard.
Activision Blizzard has a film and TV department?
Division.
Is he the asshole that got that Warcraft movie greenlit?
Probably. He has written on his LinkedIn account that he has worked on an unannounced Diablo anime.
Huh.
But the bigger news is that he's actually still on the unannounced Overwatch cartoon.
Huh.
And that's all I got.
I love that LinkedIn is now a source of spoilers.
Yeah, it's like unannounced Overwatch cartoon That's project.
That's fucking awesome. If it's unannounced, why put it on your LinkedIn, you dumb fuck? How are you the head of this division, you idiot?
It's his assistant.
Oh, his assistant put it up.
You think he makes his own LinkedIn?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think he does. No. I think he's keeping up with what's hot in his...
Bro, that dude must have over 500 plus connections, you know?
He's probably got a shit ton of connections.
I know, but it maxed out at 500 and it just says plus.
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you, he has his assistant.
Whatever. He's got to keep a tighter leash. And they even if messed you're an even if you're an executive assistant, what are you doing?
Maybe it was their first day on the job.
Maybe they suck and should be fun. No, I'm not going to say it. That's just like, I don't know, that's like probably marketing disaster right there.
Yeah, so anyways, Overwatch cartoon, Diablo anime, on the way.
All right.
On the way. I don't know. Not confirmed. Take it with a grain of salt.
It might be there.
It could just be a couple shorts.
Could it could have just made storyboards.
Yeah, it could be the cutscenes in Overwatch.
Remember the Uncharted movie?
Yeah.
Remember the Monster Hunter movie?
Wait, that's real.
Is it?
That's real.
I know Tony Jaa was holding the sword at some point.
They're finished filming.
They finished filming a while ago.
Well, now they be editing those monsters.
You know what we gotta do?
What?
We gotta watch all the Resident Evil movies to prepare.
Right. I forgot about that. We do need to do that. But yeah, they're running that server farm to do Raging Bracadillos. So.
True facts, yeah. Yeah, true facts.
And my last pick was Final Fantasy VII Remake released a 5-minute opening cinematic. And we watched it. It's a good looking game.
It looks good. It looks good. It definitely doesn't look like a PS4 game.
No, it certainly does not.
It definitely looks like something that maybe there's an enhanced edition on a future console. Maybe that will be announced during E3.
Are you talking about a next PlayStation?
Yeah, some sort of station where I can play games on it. Oh, okay. Maybe like a fifth iteration of it.
Interesting. I mean, I don't know why you would say this. There is no evidence suggesting that this would even exist.
Dude, just history. Go back to the Xbox 360.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, Xbox 360 is a little bit different because they released ahead of the PS3.
Yeah.
And so there was, like, the PS2 version of a game and then the 360 version of the game.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But they do that shit all the time.
You're not wrong.
Come on. This ain't my first rodeo, homie.
So I gotta sell that first class soldier edition quick.
Yeah, so you can get the second class commander edition.
No, man, so you get the X soldier edition.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For the Xbox X.
No, that's his name. That's Cloud's name.
Is that his name?
Well, that's his title, X soldier.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, even his title is edgy.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, you know the army?
Yeah.
Like the elite army.
The Shinra army?
Yeah, they're called soldier.
Yes.
And he is ex-soldier.
Oh, my God. He's variable soldier?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
He's so edgy.
Is Zach Alpha?
Well, you don't know the story of Cloud and Zach, do you?
Well, I played Crisis Core.
Oh, okay, so you do know the story. Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember it that well. I just know that I fought Minerva. I just used Costly Punch over and over until she died.
You don't know this? Oh, so you can't remember.
No, I don't remember what it was. I just remember... Crisis Core has one of the best endings in any video game. Like, up there with Red Dead.
Because Zack dies?
No, because of the way they make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's a foreseeable ending. Like, everyone knows what's going to happen to Zack.
Well, yeah, because we all played Final Fantasy VII.
No, because you all live on Earth around people who play video games, and you know what happens at the end of the game.
No, because we all played Final Fantasy VII, and we knew Zack was dead.
I didn't listen. Again, I didn't play Final Fantasy VII.
Zack is dead from the moment you start up FF7.
And I knew, somehow still, because just osmosis, people just tell me. Right? Yeah. I think if you're in the gaming sphere, you know that Zack is dead. That's the twist for Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Zack's alive?
And he teams up with Sephiroth.
No.
Yeah. He's mind controlled by the Mako.
How? How would Zack be alive?
He got reincarnated by the life stream, bro.
Are you telling me Zack kills his girlfriend?
Yes.
Do you know who Zack's girlfriend is?
It's Aerith.
Okay. Do you know who Cloud is?
He's like a clone of Zack or some shit.
No.
I don't remember.
Don't worry about it.
I don't remember. But yeah, Okay. Listen, I only keep up with the most quality Final Fantasy franchises.
Oh, no.
Like,
please tell me, where's this going?
Like Final Fantasy Spirits.
Oh, oh no.
Only top quality.
Oh, no.
Story.
You had to do it to him, huh? You had to do it to him.
Why you gotta do me like that? You gotta hit him with the Spirits Within? What are you doing? Oh, fuck. I gotta make a... Did I tell you the one time I had a marathon day where I just played bad video game movies?
Yeah.
I gotta make a part two because I did not play Spirits Within.
Oh, yeah. You should have played that, yeah. No. Since we're on the topic of Final Fantasy, let's start with my week.
Go.
I've been playing Final Fantasy VII
still. No way.
That game is great.
Is it?
You know what's so great about playing the updated version on the Switch?
What?
It's portable, but it's also so clear.
Okay.
Like,
well, it's like the 9 and 8 remakes, right? Like,
it's, yeah, it's so clear. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I totally forgot what it was like back then when, like, the whole idea of video games don't have a, like, the world isn't actually built out in polygons or like texture mapping. It's just a 2D image.
Yeah, it's just a fucking JPEG.
Yeah, and then they have a character walking across the JPEG, and I'm like, oh my god, that's right. Such creative ways to draw this scene.
Video games are the best.
Yeah. The other thing I forgot, I wish they updated it for this version, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. They still hold on to the original control scheme, so it doesn't have, like, even though you have a joystick, it's not 8-way run.
Oh, you have to use the D-pad? It's 4-way?
It only registers 4-way.
Oh, so you can still use the analog stick.
Yeah, but because it's like pressing up doesn't make him walk up.
Mm-hmm.
It makes him up walk up and to the right. Like, it's on a diagonal. Oh,
okay.
So do you remember playing games like that? Was like, yeah. So it's kind of like, good thing it's an RPG, so you don't really need to worry about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of lame. Playing at 3x speed, God mode, no battles. It's pretty good.
Nice.
It's pretty good. I like it. If you just want the story, that's like, that's the way. Although I should probably grind because I had a couple boss fights that just took me forever.
Oh, because so even though you're on God mode, you're still so under-geared that it's just, you can't die and you're just chipping away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, more or less.
All right.
That's what's happening, so I have to grind.
Just summon Knights of the Round, homie. I don't get it.
Do you know how to get Knights of the Round?
No. I assume it's a long and arduous process.
Yes. It's the longest process. You have to do chocobo racing and chocobo breeding.
Oh, this sounds like fucking Final Fantasy X.
Yeah, you gotta breed the rainbow of chocobos.
The rainbow chocobo?
Yeah. Well, you gotta start with yellow, and then you gotta go all up the ladder, and then you pass the ladder, then you go black, and then you get gold.
Oh my god.
And then the gold one lays an egg, which is the Knights of the Round summon. But you can only do it on the Chocobo Island. Anyways, it's a story for another day.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Yes. Yes, it involves a lot of racing. It involves, you know.
All right, Waka, if you want your ultimate
oh,
weapon,
shit, that.
You gotta play some Blitzball, okay?
Yeah, that's the equivalent.
Make sure you got Jackshot 2.
Why do they do this?
Or else it's fucking impossible.
Why do they do this? But the thing is, I'm really happy that I'm gonna finally beat Emerald Weapon.
Because it's infinite mode?
Yeah.
That's like someone being like, yo, bro, I beat Ozma.
Whatever.
How'd you do it? I just put on God mode.
I'm going to do it. Do it this time. Yeah, so that's that. And then the other thing I did this week was I went to play nothing because I watched The Witcher.
Yes, that you already told us you did in your week.
I finished The Witcher. That show's great. That is show it? Is just great.
Again, is there a scene where he's sitting at a campfire making potions?
No.
Lame. 0 out of 10 show.
But he definitely pulls potions out of anywhere.
Does he play Gwent at any point?
No.
Oh, this show sucks dick.
He has a lot of sex.
Oh, I guess that's accurate to the show, to the game.
He has a bard that sings about his life.
Like, just follows him around?
Yes.
Awkward.
There's some dragons.
Okay.
Some monsters. Political intrigue? Not as much.
Sexual intrigue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to see some really nice boobs? They're there.
Yeah, show me those boobs.
I think I said last time that, like, I thought people were being crazy about the whole, like, it's hard to follow, kind of confusing.
Okay.
Nah, you just gotta pay attention.
So you think these people are just, like, on their phones doing whatever? And
then... Yeah, okay. I'm gonna say one thing, okay? There's multiple characters,
mm-hmm.
And the show goes through each of the characters and they're on their own journey. Don't assume they're all in the same timeline.
Oh, okay.
Okay. By the end of the show, they're in the same timeline.
Yeah.
But as you're watching it from the start, don't assume that everyone is.
Everything is happening at the same time.
Yes. Okay. Like one story is in the past, one is the present.
Okay. That actually sounds pretty cool.
Like it's cool. And the way that it ends up coming together at the end is really nice. But, and like, there's enough hints to make you be like, oh, I get it.
You know who else did that? Haruhi Suzumiya.
Oh, yeah.
And then they released it in chronological order.
Yes, they did.
Or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a way back.
That's a way back throwback.
Yeah. And then I went to the auto show this year. Lots of cool cars.
What's the coolest car you saw?
There's this Bugatti with six exhausts.
I'm sorry, what?
There's a Bugatti with six exhausts.
Hot damn. Yes. And they all passed the water bottle test.
I think so.
All
right. Yeah, you were talking about the 1 liter water bottle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 14 mil. Yeah. 14 million. If you need it in your
damn.
Life.
Damn.
Yeah, no, it was fun. Lots of cool cars.
I got to sell a couple of Nintendo PlayStations for that.
Yeah, just a couple. Just a couple. You got to sell the entire reserve. Yeah, auto show is always fun. Otherwise, my week was pretty great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I did our country's national pastime this week.
Hockey.
Skating.
Is skating really Canada's pastime?
I think it's hockey, but skating is involved in hockey. So I went skating.
Fair enough.
I love skating.
Okay.
It's really fun.
Okay.
Just going fast.
Yeah.
Blowing fucking past people who suck at skating.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's a good way to flex.
Okay. How was your friend who went with you?
Oh, yeah. It was good. It was a good time. No, she's good at skating.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was very surprised.
Oh.
I was just like, all right, I'm going to teach her whatever. And it's just like, nope, she's just crushing it.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, au naturel, let's go.
Let's go, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good way to flex on people. Okay. I like skating. Also, still can't stop.
What?
Yeah. I realized, like, I'm going fast as fuck. I'm turning corners. I'm skating backwards. I'm like, doing the widespread turns, like the circle turns and stuff. I'm crushing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, how do I stop? I was like, oh, yeah. I never learned how to stop.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
So all I do is T-stop.
Okay.
And for people who don't know, is that one skate is straight, and then you kind of drag the other skate behind you sideways.
Yeah.
And that's how you T-stop.
Yeah.
But it's not efficient. Like, I'm not just like doing the sideways hockey thing.
Oh, you're not icing people.
I'm not icing people. I wish I could be icing people.
Okay.
But I do not know how to ice.
Okay.
So that kind of sucked. But
no, it does.
It's good.
Okay.
It's good. I was doing crossovers. It's fantastic. But I guess like the nerdy thing I did, I'm going to be honest. I may have started a new character in Path.
Oh my God.
To deal with like poison arrows and stuff. But I'm not going to talk about it.
Good.
Let's talk about a lot of Path. But I did buy Dragon Quest XI for the Switch.
I saw you were playing that the other night.
I was playing some Dragon Quest. I'm about 3 to 4 hours into it now. That game's good. It's a good-ass JRPG.
Is it?
Also, it's a JRPG-ass JRPG.
It does say Dragon Quest in the title.
Yeah, I just... You know, like... Dragon Quest, Final Fantasy 1 to Final Fantasy 15, very different games.
Yes.
I would argue that, like, Dragon Warrior and Dragon Quest 11, a lot of similarities. And it might be a good thing.
That's why that series never took off like Final Fantasy.
Because it's not innovating?
Yeah.
I think it's... Isn't it bigger in Japan than Final Fantasy?
But is it bigger worldwide?
True facts. But listen, North America has shit taste. They think Final Fantasy VII is the best one. So, you know.
Everyone needs an edgelord.
Exactly. Dragon Quest, no edgelords.
That's a shame. Just
goofy demons. You're leveling up. Okay, I'm going to run this by you. You get experience points for battling people, like monsters.
The fuck?
And then you level up.
The fuck?
I know. And I can, like, equip items to my character and like give them like a sword.
I don't know if I like the sound
or like this. There's oh, this is like brand new idea. There's a thief in the game. You can give him a dagger. It's wild. It's wild shit.
Whoa.
But basically the story is you are self-insert protagonists.
You always are.
You always are. You have been chosen as the luminary. You are the one that will bring the world to peace and fight off the greatest darkness and the ultimate calamity or whatever.
The greatest darkness.
Yeah, the ultimate calamity. And what happens is you're in a small town and they say, hey, go to the kingdom because you're the luminary. Like you're the prophesized child who will save us all from a eternity of damnation.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. So you go out in adventure, you kill some slimes, do whatever. Get to the castle, and the king's like, oh man, the luminary's here. Fucking awesome. Lock those doors. Soldiers, come over here. Put that guy in prison forever.
Oh, wow.
basically, the king's whole thing is that because you are the luminary, you are technically the bringer of destruction. And as long as you are alive, you will eventually bring forth the great calamity. If you do not exist, there is no calamity. So we don't have to deal with anything.
Wow.
Right? Okay. So you get thrown in prison. There's a thief guy, helps you break out. You do some stuff. You run away from a dragon. It's pretty cool. And you go back to your hometown. Turns out the king ordered his head soldier, burn down your home village, kill everybody in it. Fuck that shit. And then from there on, you go on your grand adventure. You're trying to find, yo, I don't know if you've heard of this word before. It's called the Yggdrasil. It's the
tree of life?
The world tree.
Oh.
The tree of life.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're trying to find that.
You're running around all over the place. You're finding branches of the Yggdrasil. And because you're the luminary, you can interact with these branches, have like flashbacks to like past events that happened within that area. And yeah, you're trying to find the world tree to get some sort of ultimate thing so you can stop the great darkness.
Okay.
I'm sure there's going to be a crystal at some point. I don't know.
There always is.
But it's a JRPG. It's very fun. They have some modernized features, three times battle speed, automated battle. If you want, you can control each character individually. So I usually save that for boss battles. And then for just regular battles, I just let it go auto. But I don't know. It's cool. It's like a blast from the past, even though it's brand new.
Mm.
I don't think I've played a Dragon Quest since Dragon Warrior. So I own nine.
What?
Yeah, I own nine. The guy with the bandana on the PS2.
Is that eight?
Eight. So I own eight, but I've never played it.
Is it eight? No, that's seven.
Whatever. Whatever. Guy with the bandana.
Maybe it's eight. I don't know.
I don't think I've played a Dragon Quest since Dragon Warrior.
I think the last one I played was on the DS.
Which one's that one?
Nine.
I heard that one's good. And 10's an MMO, and that only came out in Japan,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, 9 was the one that had Spot Pass for the DS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Before Street Pass.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, it's just, it's a good-ass game. I'm having a lot of fun. And there's a lot of, like, really fun tongue-in-cheek shit in the game. Like, in one of the main towns, first off, you could just break into anybody's house.
Of course.
In pure JRPG fashion. But I broke into some old lady's house, and I went to her bedroom while she was there, and I opened up her wardrobe, and I got an item. Fishnet stockings.
Oh, my goodness.
And as soon as you get the item, you see on the side of the screen the old lady like, oh, like, you got it? And then when you go talk to her, she's like, hey, those are private. And then you just walk away. But it's a good game. I'm really enjoying my time. I just got to, like, this desert castle. I'm going to start talking to different people, see what's happening. I got like four party members finally. Yeah, I like it. It's good. And the battle system is kind of like Chrono Trigger, where or I guess more like Persona, where you see people on the battlefield and then you can like preemptive attack them to get into it.
Okay.
Or you can just run around them and don't battle anybody. Oh, okay. So it's not random battle. I think the coolest portion of this definitive edition, though, is the fact that you can play the whole game in 2D mode. So normally this was a mode reserved for the 3DS version of the game.
Yeah.
But they've made the whole game in sprites, and you can play it as a King, like Dragon Quest of old video game. Mm. Even if you are playing in the 3D version, there are some quests that are 2D exclusive. You get like transported to a different world and like do whatever. But yeah, you can play that whole game in 2D.
That's pretty cool.
It's fucking cool.
Cool.
Apparently that's the more efficient way to play that game, just because worlds are a lot smaller, so travel time is a lot better.
Yeah.
And then like towns are smaller, so like getting from place to place is a lot easier.
Yeah.
But you kind of lose the fidelity of current gen.
Yeah.
But I like it.
You know.
It's very good. And then I got back to Golden League.
Oh, Golden League.
Yeah, yeah. I strictly played support, and I carried these motherfuckers kicking and screaming. There's a couple games where, like, at 10 minutes, people are just like, yo, fuck it, we're out of here, FF. Like, it's over, man, just give up. And I'm like, bro, I'm playing the most busted support in the fucking game. We will win.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you carry these motherfuckers kicking and screaming. I think the coolest thing is that I made an online friend playing League, and he invited me to his Clash team.
Ooh.
And the Clash team is a pre-made 5-on-5 like internet tournament almost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was playing like some casual stuff with the five people over Discord, and I was like, man, this is a lot of fun, like playing a team game, fucking around, doing whatever. Yeah. And just flexing on fools, because like I don't know their ages, but I'm almost positive they're much younger than me, because they're all just like, yo, man, you up on all those Twitch stars and stuff like that. And I'm like, I know a lot about this, but I know people my age shouldn't know a lot about this. So you're probably a teenager, like in my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like flexing on people, being like showing them what support can do, because they just want to get kills. Yeah. They want that KDA, baby.
Who does not?
I don't.
Okay.
I like setting up the pins. Yeah, that was my analogy. They're like, how can you play support so much? I was like, I like setting the pins up. I don't like knocking them down.
Mm.
So yeah, it was cool times. It was fun to like be a part of a video game team like I haven't been since Guild Wars or Counter-Strike. It was cool. So wish me luck on Saturday. Gonna have some Clash games.
Is that what you're gonna do on Saturday?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, that's been my week. Even though I'm off school, I have homework.
All right, you're on reading week.
Yeah. So I'm actually reading on reading week, which I usually never do, but wow. I have assignments. So
wow.
I had to finish like two papers, and I'm almost done my third one. So
that's surprising.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. You know, again, going back to our discussion about being older and in school.
Yeah.
Bro, my grades are awesome.
Yeah, of course.
I've never had grades this high.
You're doing homework.
I know. It's fucking... It turns out, if you do the homework, you get good grades.
Yeah, I mean, it's not rocket science.
I don't know. Sometimes I was...
You're just living it like, you know, kind of. Yeah, kind of is.
I don't know, man. Science. Like, but Path of Exile, though. It's cutting in. That's cutting into my Path of Exile time.
Ugh. That's good.
Yeah. But that's my week. Yeah,
that's good.
I went for the V Day.
Hey, so did I.
Yeah, it was some good stuff.
I went out too. It was actually, that's a lie.
You didn't. I know you didn't. You told me you didn't. You absolute liar.
You're right. We stayed in all weekend. We didn't want to say anything. Yeah, it's good.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and that's it for us this week, I think.
If I can think of anything else, I don't think so. I think that might be it.